When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Are you embarrassed to be a Catholic? Let me put it another way. Are you cautious about carrying your Catholicism outside of those doors? Or let me ask it a different way. In a week, how much do you practice being a Catholic? I'm not asking this to accuse you of anything. I'm asking it because I myself find it hard to be Catholic out there. And I found it particularly hard when I was a doctor and getting close to Jesus. I found it hard that people nowadays not only don't want to talk about religion, but they actually think if you're talking about religion, you're ignorant or you're something. I don't know what it is. And so I ask you that, and I'm going to ask you that, a good test that I came up with to decide how Catholic you are comfortable being. My first question, do you pray together at any time during the day? Even at meals, do you pray at meals together outside at a restaurant? Do you pray together? My second question for you is, if a friend tells you of something that's going on in their lives, something bad that's happened or something, at the end of the conversation, do you say, I'll pray for you, and then do? Do you pray for people who need the prayers? And third, if I was to come to your house and look around, would I see that you are a follower of Jesus just by looking at the house in which you live to see? Again, I'm not asking this to accuse anybody. I'm asking this because, again, when I was a doctor, I remember as I was getting closer to God, parents would tell me about things that are going on in their lives, and at the end I said, I'll pray for you. And many times I would get like this quizzical look. Sometimes they'd go, thank you, but at least half the times I'd get a quizzical look like, you're a doctor, you're not supposed to say those kinds of things. And I found that how hard it is for me, even when I wear my collar, I go out and I look and I'm just kind of cautious about people because I'm afraid somebody's going to come up to me and say something, which they do once in a while. Most people are very nice to me, but it's not easy to be out there. And I realize that it's not easy to be out there. And yet, I'm asking you not again to accuse you, but because if you listen to today's readings, we've been given a commission. We've been given a charge. We've been told to go out. Let me remind you of what the second reading, what St. Paul said to us. I charge you in the presence of God and Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearance and his kingly power, I charge you, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. I charge you, convince, reprimand, and encourage through all patience and teachings. Matthew's gospel said it another way. Go out and make disciples of all nations. We've been charged to carry our Christian faith with us outside of those doors. We've been charged from St. Paul. We've been charged from Jesus. We charge you every end of every Mass. We say, go forth. The Mass has ended. Not thanks for coming, but take what you've learned and what you believe and go forth and go out there into the world. But we know it's not easy. And if you hear about our story today, the unjust judge, that sounds like everyone out there. They don't care about their other people. They don't care about anything. And yet they're in positions of power from what they do. So what did Jesus tell us in our gospel that we're supposed to do? Well, this is an interesting gospel because St. Luke already tells us Jesus talked to his disciples. He tells us what the reason for the parable is before. Usually Jesus tells a parable, you know, like the rich man, he says, what do I need to inherit heaven? Who's my neighbor? And he'll tell a story and people will get from that story. But here, it even says it, that he told the disciples that they have to persevere in prayer. So the first answer for us to gain spiritual strength, to go out there and not be embarrassed, is to pray. And when we pray, it means perseverance of prayer. It doesn't mean that, like Jesus, that God is busy. So St. Luke is not telling us that Jesus is saying, well, you know, God's a busy man, so you got to keep bugging him. That's not what he's saying. If that's all this was, then I would say it's better, and Natalie Wood said it better on Miracle of 34th Street when she didn't get the house she wanted. If you don't succeed, try again. That would be the message of today. So it's not just that God's busy. And when we pray, we're not praying to change God. We're praying to change ourselves. And so Jesus says we have to pray hard because we need to get that spiritual strength to go out there and proclaim the word and tell people the truth. The second thing that you hear and the second thing that Jesus says is to keep heart. Don't grow weary in what you're doing. How do we do that? How do we not grow weary of going out there and meeting people and people that don't like religion, don't want to hear about Jesus, don't want to hear about anything? What do we do? Well, I'll tell you what we do. We come here like you did today. You come to church. But I tell you, church is not just a place. It's not just this building. St. Dominic's Church is not this building. You are St. Dominic. We are St. Dominic. And the difference and the spiritual strength that you gain is when you recognize that a church is just not a place that you go to, but it's a family that you belong to. Because when you belong to your family, and you have a family, when you're happy and joyful, you come into a family and you tell them. When you're sad and sorrowful, you come to your family and you tell them. And when you're in total despair, you come to your family and you tell them. St. Dominic's is your spiritual family, and that's the sort of mission statement of our annual stewardship appeal, our church, our family, our home. And so we ask people to come and tell us about how they feel in family, and we ask Talia Westerberg.